Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind your business, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Mind Your Business. Now, enterprise IT provider ManageEngine recently conducted a survey which focused on the impact of COVID-19 and remote work on IT professionals and also highlighted the ramifications and challenges the COVID-19 pandemic has caused for IT service teams. Now, with security concerns, the sudden need for expanded network to accommodate a remote workforce, and still extending IT support to ensure business continuity, IT teams have been stretched beyond capacity. So how have they coped? Well, we'll find out because we're joined now by Kumaravel Ramakrishnan, and he's the product manager of ManageEngine, the enterprise IT management division of Zoho Corporation. Kumaravel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on this show today, Rachel.
So first, we've got to ask you, talk us through the five facets of ITSM or IT service management on which the survey focused.
Absolutely. As you know, Rachel, the COVID-19 pandemic hit the world hard, and both in social and business terms. And from a business perspective, it really changed the very way how employees work, and that in turn had a cascading impact on IT operations. So what we did was we wanted to understand how well IT department coped during the early days of the pandemic, transitioning their workforce to remote work. So we surveyed over 500 IT professionals across a range of topics. And the survey covered five broad areas. The first was the impact of employee remote work to see if it's effective, what are the challenges, and stuff like that. The second was the financial and asset management implications. Now, how did IT teams actually manage to distribute, track the laptop, the desktop, the other assets? How did they procure technology like VPN at short notice and all of that? The third facet was about security and governance, right? With, you know, you've now gotten your employees out of the corporate network, they're at home offices, and how companies are dealing with security and privacy concerns. And the fourth aspect was about third-party services and technology assistance. Now, that means, you know, how existing technology that companies had, like these chatbots, like the VPNs, the cloud services, how actually they stood up to the occasion and helped IT service desk teams. And finally, the fifth aspect was about business continuity success levels, how disaster recovery and business continuity plans actually held up during the pandemic.
And you know what? Just that full list, obviously our IT service professionals, you know, they're juggling so many balls with the crisis that's going on at the moment. And often we give them a lot of flack for trying to get things done as quickly as possible. When you really list it like that, I mean, there's a lot of work to for them to get through. But from your survey, which aspect did you find was the most challenging?
Yes. No. IT service management professionals were literally stretched. They were on the front lines, you know, helping businesses run. And in the initial days, if you look at it, you know, they were, they were loaded with tickets on connectivity, on, you know, setting up VPN, virtual private network to access the company resources. So most of these were, you know, what we call level one or just a basic ticket for teething issues like, oh, I need this hardware, I need this software, could you please give it to me, and all of that. So these hogged the limelight in the initial days of remote support. But then they have now given way to more persistent challenges.
Okay.
Particularly, you know, one aspect that is most challenging for IT service management teams that we found in the survey was of user training and knowledge management. Generally, if you look at it, this is not a key focus area. It's not a high priority concern in, you know, a very transaction-based, high-pressure IT service desk environment, right? But what happened was these workers, when they were remote, they had these new tools, new processes, new technology, and all of these required additional documentation. They required support. So That kind of, you know, changed priorities. So IT teams, you know, were challenged to educate the user. So they needed to, you know, turn their attention to building accessible knowledge bases that let, you know, these workers troubleshoot, pick it themselves rather than flood the IT for even small things.
And you know, Kumaravel, I was going to ask you what technology gaps were revealed in the survey, but it sounds like it was a knowledge gap in terms of working with their stakeholders. Would that be a correct assumption from what you've just shared?
Absolutely. Now, you know, most companies do have the technology, but then it's the knowledge gap, the communication, the documentation that actually was, you know, stood out bigger than the technology gap.
So how did they partner with other departments, whether or not it's communications, to come together or HR to come together and really fill this training and knowledge gap? What were some of the solutions?
So what is interesting is, you know, this was identified early, and this was, you know, there was a two-pronged approach to solving this problem. So one was, you know, getting the documentation ready, getting, you know, the knowledge artifacts ready. And the other thing was about delivering. So be it, you know, through what we call a self-service portal, if you have a service management tool which you use to raise tickets to your IT team, you know, you have a self-service portal, a portal that end users can access, and knowledge bases were, you know, updated there. They were dusted, they were updated, and there were chatbots that, you know, come integrated with quite a few service management tools, including us, which is Service Desk Plus from Manage Engine, and we're also brought into the picture to deliver these knowledge artifacts to help these workers help themselves.
We're speaking with Kumaravel Ramakrishnan, and he's the product manager of Manage Engine, the enterprise IT management division of Zoho Corporation. So tell us then, for organizations or team managers listening in to this conversation, what can they do? Is it too late for them to better support their IT teams moving forward?
Oh, absolutely not. If you look at it, right, the pandemic, you know, the greatest digital transformation in companies has been brought about by not the CIO, by not the IT teams, but actually by the COVID virus, right? And the pandemic has simply moved IT priorities up the ladder because, you know, the survival of businesses depends on addressing these priorities in the current situation. So it's actually better late than never, be it drawing up policies or acquiring technology. The trigger could have been all of a sudden in the form of a pandemic, but the effects, you know, are going to be long haul. So it's certainly not late at all.
So what would you say then? What are two low-hanging fruits that firms can pluck now to better support their IT teams?
I would say, you know, the first, you know, and the most important aspect is to do with the mindset, right? Traditionally, you know, IT has always been seen as a back office. Now, you know, I think it's time to move IT from the back room to the boardroom, right? For far too long, IT has been in the trenches, you know, hidden away in the data centers, in the server rooms, in what you call the pit stops, in a corner of your floor, all the way from the limelight, right? And the pandemic has literally brought them back from the back office to the front lines, right? And the survey actually said that, you know, 80% of respondents actually believe that IT would have greater appreciation in terms of budget, in terms of salary, recognition of effort post this crisis. But interestingly, only half of those actually thought that these would last for the long term. So it's important, you know, it's been proven that companies with influential IT leadership that invested in technology, in service management processes, right, in IT processes, had a definite edge in ensuring business continuity. So I think IT, you know, needs to be brought from the back room to the boardroom. So be it purchase of new technology or licenses or even manpower, IT needs to be recognized and empowered as a function that just doesn't keep lights on, but also drives business transformation, impacting the bottom line.
Well, Kumaravel, it's been absolutely wonderful speaking with you. Thank you so much for your insights. IT from the back room to the boardroom. We've been speaking with Kumaravel Ramakrishnan, and he's the product manager of Manage Engine, the enterprise IT management division of Zoho Corporation. You're listening to Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.